knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
I lifted my feet, didn't I?
Thank you.
Janet, I don't understand why you're making such a fuss doing all this cleaning.
Jack, our new roommate is going to be here any minute. I mean, Terry's a nurse. She's used to the way things are down at the hospital.
What, you want me to get sick?
I want you to put the vacuum cleaner away.
I was going to do that.
Oh, you didn't do that. Say, Jack, I was wondering, do you think Terry's pretty?
Oh, come on, Janet. You know I never pay attention to those kind of things.
Come on, Jack. Just answer the question.
Well, yeah, she's pretty.
Oh.
Well, hey, you're pretty, too.
You don't have to say that.
Okay, you're not pretty.
Jack. I'm sorry, Janet. Jack. I didn't mean to do that. Look, Jack. Let's don't have any problems, okay? When Terry gets here, no fooling around.
Janet, ever since I've lived here, have I ever stepped out of line? And didn't I step right back again?
Look, Jack, just try to control yourself.
I just hope she can control herself.
What?
Well, you know me and my animal magnetism.
Hi, Harry, come in.
Oh, I finally made it.
Yeah, I've been waiting for you. Jack, aren't you gonna say hello?
Oh, hi, Terry. I didn't see you. I was so busy vacuuming.
Hello. Oh, hello, that's enough hello. Oh,
why don't you go out and get her bed? Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Don't bother. A few guys from work help me. Come on in, guys. There we go. Right down over there.
You came in an ambulance?
They were headed this way. Oh, Janet and Jack, this is Fred and Rick.
Nice to meet you guys.
You fellas are a lot more careful than regular movers.
Well, regular movers don't usually carry things that scream if you drop them.
Thanks again, guys.
Bye, nice to meet you.
I appreciate it. See you at work.
Well, time to get to work.
Well, we'll help you.
Look at this.
A violin? Oh, Terry, do you play the violin?
Oh, well,
Come on, please, play something for us.
No.
Oh, come on, don't be bashful.
Go ahead.
Okay. A one and a two and a three and a four.
I just started taking lessons.
You could have fooled us.
Hey! Who's killing a cat up here?
Oh, it's you. Moving in, huh?
Yeah, I just got here.
Oh, good. Oh, Janet, I came up here to remind you about our date tonight.
Date?
Yeah, our Scrabble match. I'm down 75 cents, and I intend to win it back.
Oh, right, sure. How's 9 o'clock sound?
Fine. Well, as long as I'm here, welcome to the building, Terry.
Thank you.
Here, let me help you with your rat.
Oh, Harry's not a rat, he's a hamster.
Hamster, rat, whatever. Didn't they tell you the rules? No animals allowed. Now I want him out of here.
Oh, come on, you can't do that, Mr. Furby.
Look, either he goes or you all do.
But, Mr. Furby...
I don't want to hear another word about it.
You guys, I'll get rid of him. Goodbye, little fella. I know you're... What's that? I know your little hamster heart is breaking. Mine is, too. But this man here says I can't keep you because I... Because...
Oh, I can't tell him. You tell him.
Ridiculous. Animals don't understand.
Will you make him stop looking at me like that?
all right, he can stay. But one loud nibble and out you go. And you, Janet, Scrabble, 9 o'clock, sharp.
Hey, Terry, nice going.
Really? Come on, Harry. I'll show you your new home.
Boy, she sure knows how to handle Furley.
So does Harry.
This is it. Come on in here.
Coming. Oh, I like it.
It's kind of small.
Excuse me. Let's see what's in here.
Well, it could do with a little soap and water and a coat of paint.
Yeah. Blue would be nice.
Blue?
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, isn't this a great little place? I love it. What do you think? Yeah. You hate it.
No. It's very nice.
Did you hear that? They love it.
That's wonderful. Who are they?
Janet, who objected with this, is my dad and my mom.
Mr. Hello. Alden. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, hello.
Mrs. Alden.
Nice to meet you.
And my little sister, Samantha.
Hello.
Samantha.
You can call me Sam. I get my braces off in another year. And Mom says I should start filling out soon.
So cute.
Why don't we all sit down?
Well, honey, we can't stay. We just dropped in to see where our little girl is going to live.
And who she'll be living with.
Well, she'll be living with this little girl here, Janet.
Right, me here.
Whose room is this?
Mine. Oh, well, sure, yeah, I live here too, but only in there and just to pay the rent. It's all very innocent.
I'll just bet.
Can't we get braces for her tongue?
Now, you just relax, son, because we trust Terry.
Bless you. Well, you know, Terry is a lovely girl, and I know we're just going to have tons of fun.
Not too much fun, huh? Well, come on, Mother. Sam, we'd better be going. These kids probably want to get back to whatever they were doing.
I'll bet they do.
Now, Sam, out. Out, out. Out, 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 out.
Ta-ta.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye, Lolita. Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye. Well, that's quite a family.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Especially your little sister. Are they going to keep her? Or?
Jack!
I was only kidding.
I know.
Here, let me get this out of the way. Somebody could damage themselves.
The look on Jack's face when he noticed how big your dad was?
Yeah, I know. I always had a lot of first dates, but hardly any seconds.
Gosh, I had the same problem.
Oh, was your dad big, too?
No, I just couldn't get second dates. Listen, I'm going to go in and empty more of the closet so you have some room.
Okay. I'm going to go through these boxes.
Well, hello. You're here.
They said you were sharp.
Still unpacking, huh?
Yep. Everything's a mess.
No, not everything.
If you want Jack, he's in there.
Ah, no big hurry. So, what do you think of my buddy Jack?
Oh, I think he's really nice.
The best. You'll see when you get to know him better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, Jack was a lot more fun before...
Before what?
No, never mind. I should never have brought it up. Before June.
Before June?
Darn it. All right, as long as it slipped out. She's a girl Jack was crazy about.
Oh.
She dropped him just like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
He never got over.
And he seems so happy-go-lucky.
Well, that's Jack. Laughing on the outside. But on the inside, crying like a baby.
Oh, poor Jack.
Yeah. Since then, the man has lost all confidence in himself.
Well, isn't there anything that can be done?
I don't think so. Unless, now.
Nah. Unless what?
Nah, forget it. It wouldn't have worked anyway.
No, tell me. Maybe I can help.
Well, I was just thinking. If you could just boost his ego a little bit.
How?
I don't know. Maybe just be extra nice to him. Some tender, loving care, a little stroking.
What about Janet?
She doesn't need any stroking. I mean, Janet isn't very good at that sort of thing. You're more sensitive. After all, you are a nurse. You understand about pain.
Oh, you leave it to me.
Good.
Terry!
Oh, coming!
Hey, Larry, what's happening?
Oh, hey, pal. Do you remember the other night when you kept me from hitting on that little redhead?
Yeah, I told you, her boyfriend's a wrestler.
I didn't know that then. You saved my life.
Oh, forget it, pal. Listen, sometime you can do me a favor.
I just did, you little devil.
Oh, did Larry leave?
Yeah.
What did he want anyway?
I don't know.
Oh, he just came by to say hi. I think he's really nice. Oh, but not as nice as you, Jack.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it. And besides being nice, I think you're very good looking.
Well.
And you're not even aware of it.
Aware of what? Oh, good looking? Me? No, I'm not.
That's just what I mean. You know, most guys are so conceited.
Don't you hate that?
I can't stand conceit in a guy.
Oh, you are so cute.
No, sometimes I don't even want to see a mirror. You know, I just get up in there. Then other times, usually at night, I... What?
Did you put her up to that?
What?
You're so cute.
Oh, that, I didn't even hear that.
Jack, could you give me a hand in the bedroom?
You betcha. Aren't you forgetting, Mr. Furley, the Scrabble game?
That can wait, Jack. I'll be with you in just a minute, Terry. No. Oh, that's okay, because I'm a little tired, so I think I'm going to hit the sack.
Oh, you are? Oh, well, in that case, I'll be going. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Night. Right after I get better acquainted with my handsome new roommate.
Right you are, Terry. Good idea. We could just spend this whole evening getting to know each other. Because I tell you, quite frankly, I would like for us to just be like brother and sister. You know, the best of friends. Isn't this nice? Just like one big happy family.
Yeah, sardine family. Weren't you on your way down to Furley?
What, for Scrabble? You probably forgot by now.
Open up, Janet. I know you're in there.
He didn't forget.
Go answer the door,
no, Jack,
Janet.
Okay.
No, the
He'll
man is
away.
Our
Jack,
landlord.
Man,
he gets
away.
Moody, you know.
I'll get him.
The door.
Mr. Furley, I'm really tired, sorry.
Oh, no, you're not going to weasel out of this one. We're talking about 75 centavos here.
But, Mr. Furley...
Now, if you got anything else to say, spell it.
Freeze! I mean, don't anybody move. I mean, this is only going to take me a minute. I'll be right back!
She gets a little high-strung. Well, here we are.
Well, here we are.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
You know, I was hoping that we'd have some time alone.
You were? I was hoping that, too, only I was afraid to hope that you hoped it.
Jack.
Huh?
What do you see?
Just an ordinary guy.
No, not an ordinary guy. You're somebody special. And don't you ever forget it.
I won't.
What I'm trying to say is that you should have more confidence.
I'll try.
Do you know what I really want you to do?
What?
Talk. I want you to tell me everything about yourself.
Everything?
That's right. I want to get to know you. I mean, really know you.
It all started in a little town in Arizona. Mommy and Daddy met on a church picnic.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Upstairs. I mean, after all, it is Terry's first night in
the
apartment.
Why are you so worried about Terry? I mean, Jack's up there with her, isn't he?
Yes.
Come on, it's your turn. Moly?
You're right, Mr. Furley. Probably not a word. I'll dash upstairs, check my dictionary.
Get back here!
You don't need to check your dictionary.
Well, if you're challenging me...
But I'm not. Moly's a word.
It is?
Yeah, I use it all the time. Holy moly. Guacamole. Go ahead, take your score.
My mother didn't raise many stupid children.
There's just you and your brother Bart, right?
And then during the third grade, my dog Coco ran away.
Oh, that must have been a rough time.
Hey, I've had a lot rougher.
Are you thinking of June?
No, Coco ran away in September. And then after the third grade...
Jack, what about, girlfriends?
Girlfriend? Well, you know, Terry, I don't know that many girls.
What's the matter with your arm?
No, it's just an old Navy injury. See, and my back tightens up on me every so often.
Oh, I've got just the thing for that.
Do you?
Now, come right over here and lie right down. Lie down, right?
Well, if you insist.
This way. Oh, yeah. You really are tight.
Oh, yeah?
Boy, am I gonna loosen you up.
Oh, great.
Wait. Oh. What's that?
Uncle Steve!
Oh, no, you don't. Yeah. We're gonna finish this game if we have to play all night.
All night? Hold it, Mr. Furley. Hear that?
No, what?
Mosquito. Big mosquito. Oh, right there.
Where?
That's okay, Mr. Furley. I can get it. Don't worry. I can get this guy.
Look at that! You've messed up the whole game.
Darn. I guess we'll just have to quit with you 50 points ahead. Means you win.
Oh. What a shame. I guess it is the only fair thing to do.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, you don't have to rush off.
Yes, I do, Mr. Furley. There's another game going on upstairs. How you feel?
Just peachy.
Oh, yeah, that's much looser. And how does the back feel?
Oh, it feels wonderful. Fantastic.
Hi, Janet.
Janet.
May I see you in the kitchen, please?
She was massaging my neck.
I'll do it. You mind telling me just what you were doing out there?
Janet, I was an innocent bystander. She had her arms around me.
And you had your arms around her.
Well, I didn't want to be rude.
Jack,
look, it's not my fault that women can't keep their hands off me. It's something I've learned to live with.
I guess I'll just have to go talk to Terry.
I'll go with you.
Sit! Terry!
Yeah.
Hi, come on over here. Come on over here and okay. Sit down. I'd like to talk to you.
About what?
About the three of us living here together.
Everything's all right, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
Let me put it to you this way. If one third of the three of us had something going on with the second third of the three of us, it could get kind of sticky around here for the third third of the three of us. Get my drift?
Oh, sure.
And if you've got something going with Jack, it won't bother me at all.
Oh, thanks. No! I'm talking about you.
Me?
Jack said that you couldn't keep your hands off him.
And you believed him?
Not anymore.
No problem, that's my fault, Elmore.
Oh, Jackie Poo, did I hurt you?
Hey, Terry. Terry, we want to cool it. Janet's in the next room.
I don't want to cool it. I'm cooking.
Hey, how about some coffee? You want a little coffee?
I don't want coffee. I want you.
No!
I'm sorry. How about some cold water for your finger?
That's hot!
When I'm around you, I just don't know what I'm doing.
Jen, will you keep that girl away from me?
You must be right, Jack. She can't keep her hands off you.
I don't understand.
Of all the egotistical, I just felt sorry for you.
Sorry? Why would anybody feel sorry for me?
Oh, lots of reasons. Come on, go ahead, Terry, go ahead.
Well, you see, anyway, when I heard about how Jack lost his confidence because of June...
June?
Who's June?
That's your girlfriend, the one that you were crazy about.
I don't have any girlfriend named June.
No, not since she dropped you. Anyway, with Jack needing help and you not doing anything...
Me not doing anything?
Because you're not good at that sort of thing.
What?
That's what I heard.
Jack!
Don't look at me.
Well, then who?
Yeah, who did you get this story from?
Jack, there's a hot tub party across the street and we're invited. Come on, sounds like a great party. Just bring your robe and a towel.
Whoever made up that story has to be lower than dirt.
Someone with a disgustingly sick sense of humor.
And someone with absolutely no scruples whatsoever.
Sounds like you're talking about me. Well, I can't stay. I gotta get that bubble party. Larry, about that favor you were gonna do for me?
Well, you can just forget that. Jack, thank me later.
No, I want to thank you now.
No, Jack, please. Terry and I would like to thank Larry for you.
That's right. Especially after everything he's done to make my first night here so memorable.
Hey, wait a second. Hi, I can explain. Hold it.
But why'd you let him do? Janet, stop that! Hey, Jack.
Larry's going to be pretty cold out there, but at least he's got his towel.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
No! Hey, where's Terry?
Oh, I think she went to bed.
Oh, no. No, no, I'm gonna put a stop to this right now. Terry! Terry!
Did you call me, Jack?
Yeah. It's about your practicing. Oh, my God! Thought you ought to do it out here where I can see you, hear you better. Janet, could you take my drink?
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.